The 10 o'clock hour of Wildian's House begins now. I have not been as attentive to the, as Jesse likes to call them, dwellers. But Michael, who just by sheer volume of comments in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube, occasionally hits on something that I want to get to.
Quantity over quality for Michael.
Thank you, Michael, for your service. Are we elevating Hardman this week to be the punt returner? Let Keyshawn return kicks. I think that they probably are, and I think this is a really interesting discussion, Michael, because a couple things. One, I don't think they're going to have Nate Hobbs. So now, are you going to put your number one corner on kick returns? And then if something goes haywire there, you got Carrington Valentine and Kamal Haddon at corner? Carrington Valentine and Bo Melton at corner? I'm not returning him on kicks. I'm not. And then punt returner, we know about the Jones fracture that Jaden Reed has, and he said yesterday,
reporting by you,
which
great
he did not,
by you.
Which I think it's important to point out, he in no way disputed that reported diagnosis yesterday when he talked. He said it's a pain management and pain tolerance issue for him. So, how much pain do you want him having to tolerate, and
can
do you have him return
epidural
punts?
Can you give an epidural besides in the back?
Adam Schefter is the best in the business.
Sure.
I think the word choice has changed on that because, again, I've never given birth. Paula handled that task twice brilliantly for us.
Thank you to Paula.
Thank her for her service.
Yeah.
But an epidural makes the lower half of your body south of the equator
numb.
So you're not running. You're not running. You're not feeling nothing down there.
If you remember, though, you remember Jerome Bettis? I don't know if he had a toe or if he had a hip. And he got a shot. I don't know if it was an epidural. And remember, his leg went numb. He couldn't play.
Right.
And I saw Gronk on our friend Kay Adams' show, even though Kay didn't join us after you tried to ask her, saying he took epidurals. So I was with you, but
I think
we're
not understanding what it is. I'm not here to judge whether or not. I think epidural is kind of like Band-Aid. Like, Band-Aid is a brand. It's a bandage,
right? Let me tell you
something.
I'll take a Band-Aid over an epidural any day.
For sure. But
so
what I'm saying is that I think some people may be using epidural when it's really an anti-inflammatory shot.
Okay?
And so...
You always tell me words matter.
They do
matter. You have to trust what the words are, so...
Yeah,
I'm just
notice,
trusting the words. But.
Notice no one is saying epidural anymore about Micah Parsons' back. I think there's been a realization that was the wrong term, is what I'm saying.
Did Doc McKenzie tell you this in a parking lot somewhere up there?
Not recently.
Parking lot follow-up?
Not
did
recently.
Did he epiduralize your turf toe?
He
and
did
that's
not.
How you've gotten so good?
I got no shots at all. And I appreciate his great care. Very much, very appreciative of him.
I bet you do.
So my point is that how do you manage risk? And we get Bisacci today, and this will be among the questions. He's not going to tell us that they're elevating Hardman, but I'm guessing that that's more likely than not. I don't know what you do here. Because we fence, as we like to call it at 1265 Lombardi Avenue, is one-third of the game. So you don't want to be putting guys that, you know, oh, we don't care if this guy gets hurt kind of mentality as your return guys.
Okay, but if you're going to say that, though, if you're going to say that and we fence and it's all the same, then you have to use the same risk factor
correct.
On special teams as you do on
I
defense.
Agree.
So let's just, you know, let's not I always get a kick out of when people say that, but then, well, he's too valuable to put there, so we got to put him here. Well, correct. You're telling us what you think when you do that, then.
Correct. You're 100% right.
All right.
You'll get no disagreement from me.
Put Hardman back there. Let him eat. Let him eat.
Or let him fumble?
If you're going to activate him and elevate him, he's got to eat. You ain't putting him out there to sit. Like, he's not going to do much in the receiving game, you wouldn't think. So if you're elevating him, it's to return. So put him out there, but then let's stop with the wee fence and all this. If you believe Keyshawn's your dog, you put him out there. If you don't, then let's cut the wee fence out and call it special teams and go about our business. That's all. It's not that hard.
We've got some trivia coming up. We got a few other things I want to get to, including something that Jordan Love said yesterday. But before we can do that, Tausch has to tell us about our love for Jones Dairy Farm.
Oh, and love all Jones Dairy Farm. Yeah, a lot of meat out there, bacon, life-changing. What makes that bacon so special? Well, it's dry-aged for up to 3 weeks, intense flavor, worth the wait, smoked with real cherry wood and hickory hardwood, never liquid smoke. They got the center cut of the bacon. That means it's leaner, it's meatier, it's less fatty. Find Jones products in grocery stores across Wisconsin. Check the website's product finder at www.jonesdairyfarm.com. Jesse's got that video. Eleanor is a star. We had a great lunch down there. Jesse and I ate probably 6 pounds of bacon when we were down there. We had all that great lean sauce, all the great stuff at Jones Dairy Farm. Again, check it out at jonesdairyfarm.com.
Try the Braunschweiger. We will discuss the rest of the Packers injury report and something that Jordan Love said that was interesting to me yesterday. We'll get to that straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Not a doctor, nor am I a veterinarian, but we have a veterinarian on the line to explain epidurals to us. Maybe I was wrong. And I can also ask, how many cats are too many cats? Let's talk to Ross.
Because you're worried that your house is going to get raided.
Legal ramifications.
No, I'm not going to say how many we have. I'm just going to ask how many is too many. Ross, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. You guys are doing awesome, huh?
Well, I don't know. If you're going to correct me publicly.
I always love it. You get a question afterwards. Yeah, we're doing great, Ross.
Supplementing information on your behalf. How's that?
That sounds great. I love
That's
it.
That's awesome.
So, okay. A shot like that, you have intravenous, is IV. You have intramuscular, is IM. And an epidural is into the dura of the spinal cord. And an epidural is always in a lumbar vertebrae. In between the vertebrae, you slip that into the actual spinal cord. So that's where the epidural goes. So, use it on cows or people. It's pretty effective, but you kind of got to know what you're doing when you're slipping in between vertebrae.
So your supplemental information... with Theo the kitten here joining the conversation. Your supplemental information would confirm then for us that Micah Parsons is not getting a shot into his spinal cord in order to play on Sunday. Agreed?
Well, if they say if he's getting an epidural, that's what an epidural is. Yeah, but it's like I said, that's for deadening things for giving birth in animals and people. So I have to agree that would be really tough to play because you probably would be paralyzed from down below. But the point is that he's probably you wouldn't get that for a thumb or an ankle because you're not going to get to the spinal cord in peripheral things. but that's what the epidural is. But like you said, that would be a little too effective for anesthesia to have you play pro football.
So the IM one you're talking about, the inner muscle, that is more likely.
Right.
Like if you had a hip, or a groin, and you wanted to, what's the difference between a cortisone shot and what you're describing? Is that the same thing? Because I think we all think epidural, we think childbirth, we think what you're saying, you better be sensitive, it's going to numb everything, you can't play.
That
wouldn't make any sense. What would make sense?
Sure. Well, and it gets more complicated, like another layer. See, now, a cortisone shot usually goes into a joint capsule. You're putting it in somewhere, and that's mm-hmm. where, just like if you get a cortisone shot in your shoulder, you know, it's going into that joint capsule, the pouch around it, and that's what really helps the joint to have less pain, kind of thing. But they have given, you can put stuff like that in the muscle. It just takes longer, and it's a more generalized thing if you want the muscle to feel better. But generally, it's to give pain relief in a joint, and it's involving a joint capsule. How about that?
All right, last question for you, Ross, before we let you go. How many cats in one house are too many cats?
Wow. Well, I've got a barn full of them, but not a house. So should I say zero? Gee, I don't know. I could get in trouble with the missus on that one. We've had a couple from time to time. Kind of depends if the kids love them, if their kids are going to help out. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, litter boxes versus no litter boxes, that's a big factor, huh?
That is, yes. All right. Well, then I think we've got the perfect number. I appreciate you,
Ross. How long do you think
that?
If let's say, because you have a bunch of feral cats down in the barn, and you wanted to break one in and bring them into the house,
ooh,
how long is that process going to take?
Uh-huh. Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, you people do it, you know, and I've actually got some of my feral barn cats. The damn barn stinks because there's so much cat poop around.
Yeah,
that's
a problem.
So I've literally put out litter boxes, and some of the cats actually use them. And so they wouldn't be much of a challenge to get into your house. Mm. Some feral cats, though, will never, ever use them. And they'll be going in your plants, in your bathtub, in your carpeting, and like you could never fix some of those or train some of those. You know what I mean?
But I do. I think we can agree. It's a lot easier to go from a feral cat into domestic than to go domestic into being a feral. I'm not going to get into it, but I don't think you can go domestic into feral. Is that fair?
Because they're going to be living outside. You know, it's a dog eat dog, cat eat cat world out there. The cat fights. The surviving out there is a little different game than inside the house watching
Darwinian.
TV. You know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ross, we appreciate your insight. We could talk feral cats all day, but we got some football to get to. Thanks for the call. We appreciate your insight.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
I just want to confirm something, Jason.
I love our show.
This is not
Cowboys.
This
Eagles,
is not a
7:15 tonight.
This is not a Scuba Chad situation, correct? We know Ross is a certified vet.
We vetted him. Did we check his credentials?
Did you vet him?
We didn't have to vet
Jesse?
Him. He is a vet.
No, but
he
did you vet that?
Him.
Yeah. We talked off air enough.
How did you vet him? Stop! Don't lie. Google him?
You didn't
say,
do any vet.
Tell me about your vet practice. What's the website?
Yeah,
and look him up.
It doesn't take much to get by my screen back here. But
no, it doesn't.
A basic amount. Scuba Chad was effective in getting, he saw through the screen. He was able to get past me. Most people don't get past me.
Multiple times.
Scuba Chad has beaten you like five times. Yeah, he's done with you.
We haven't heard from him in a while.
Here he is breaking down epidurals and all this other stuff, and it sounds all great. I just want to make sure it's valid.
For starters, off air, he gave me a last name, and I feel like a vet that was trying to fake being a vet to provide info about epidurals would not give you a fake last name.
So that's your vetting.
Name.
Was it Smith?
Smith.
Or Jones?
Close.
No, Jonesy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, we appreciate Ross's insight, whether he was vetted or not. That was interesting. I'll tell you this. If you wanted an expert on Coors Light, it wouldn't take long for you to vet Mark Tauscher to know that he is a legit expert.
Yeah, I've had a lot of Coors Light in my life, and you know what? It always makes me relaxed and chilled. And whether you're tailgating pregame, herding up cats, trying to figure out if you need an epidural, whatever it might be, you know, it'll be nice. Crack open a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered. And it's cold packaged because it is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I think we're going to get back to football here. But we may discuss the feralization of a domestic cat because Tausch dropped.
I really wish.
There's a story there.
I really
there.
Wish. That I was on the YouTube, that somehow my subscription to YouTube would allow me to get into that chat, because I got a hunch that chat's super interesting right now with all of the cat talk.
I'll let you know. There are a few people that are taken aback by the idea that we brought in a veterinarian to discuss a human procedure.
That is fair. All the human doctors were occupied.
Oh, fair roll.
Not bad. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn.
Again to Ross the veterinarian. A few folks with you got to vet the vets. Always
yeah,
vet the
agree.
Vet, Eric and Madison said.
Yeah. Make sure
but
we're
be that as
vets.
May, we're gonna accept his bona fides as valid, and we appreciate him trying to help out with that question. Jesse's really intrigued by something Jordan Love said, and I want to get to it. So let's get to it now before we forget about it and get off on a tangent. Jesse, what did Jordan Love say that caught your fancy?
Oh, why don't I just play it for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think every season we got to have that level of urgency to have that mindset that we're going to go out there and compete for it. But, you know, I think, like you said, you know, bringing a player like Micah just shows, you know, what Goody's thinking, you know, the team we have this year and what we're getting prepared for. So, obviously, you know, he always says he's trying to put the best team out there and bring in the best guys as possible to make us the best team. So, you know, I think there's always kind of that pressure, and that's always the mindset is go out there and want to compete for a Super Bowl. You know, it starts with the NFC North, but adding a player like that, you know, to a, you know, defense who I already thought was really good. So I'm just excited to see it. But at the end of the day, it always comes back to us. We got to go out there, make plays, execute. You know, a roster, who you got on it doesn't win you games. So we got to go out there and make those plays.
Should Lambeau?
Jesse, what'd you find so interesting about that?
Yeah, I'm curious too.
Well, I'll tell you guys.
Please do.
Back when Brian Gutekunst said in, what was that, January, February, about the
January 17th,
the sense of urgency to win a championship has to ramp up. We spent a lot of time on this show and others throughout the offseason talking about the sense of urgency. And we then later said that was more intended for the players. Goody actually said it was more intended for the players in his mindset on, you know, where's the sense of urgency to go and win a championship this year. Well, now this has been fully reversed, where now Jordan Love is saying Goody has very clearly shown the urgency to win a championship by making the move for Micah Parsons and giving up, you know, Kenny Clark and two future picks in the interest of bringing in a star player to win now. And it just seemed like a full circle moment from where we ended last season as we get ready to kick off this year. The sense of urgency theme that we had all offseason long shifts from Goody talking about other players now to other players saying that Goody has very clearly shown that in the last week.
I think that's a good point. Jesse, I applaud you. What a week you're having. Kudos to you. Because that is interesting.
Jen Latta would like a word.
There was, you know, Jason was very hard on Goody when it comes to the urgency bit. Like, he was very critical of Brian Gutekunst. And I think for a lot of fans, it was, well, it can't just be about draft. And then he, you know, grabs Matthew Golden in that first round. And now he does the, you know, the biggest swing we've seen, obviously, in the Gutekunst era. But you can make an argument of really since the Reggie White move, and that was in a trade. So when you add all that up, just like I was very critical when the Brewers traded Josh Hader and what it did to a locker room, this is the reverse of that. And I do think there's a sense from a player's standpoint, you know, words are one thing. It's always about that action, boss. And that action from your boss told you, we're good enough to go win it. Now go do it. And there's no excuses. We've given it. Everything is sitting right here for you to go do it. It's on y'all. Take ownership of it and go do it. And I think there's something very empowering to a locker room about that. But there's also something you hope that's not daunting. Because it's now, there are no, oh, well, we didn't re-sign this guy. Or we didn't do this. Here you go, boys. Go do it. And I think one of the hallmarks of the G&G has always been, the Packer way, if you will, has always been from a front office standpoint, take all of the excuses and all of that off the table. Let's make sure that players, coaches, scouts have every resource available to them for us to have the best football team and season we can. They take a lot of pride. You need lights, even though we have to spend a bunch of money and you're going to only use them for a year and a half during practice. I will get you lights. You need better entertainment in the stadium. All right, we'll get it. You need a parking lot underground. All right, we'll do it. They've done it. So we need a big-time pass rusher in the prime of his career from a rival team, and we're going to pay him $47 million a year. All right, we'll do it. Now, you go do it. That's what the Packers have done.
At 4:20 p.m. on August 28th, the year of our Lord 2025, immediately after Adam Schefter reported the full trade exchange, I, this guy, tweeted this. Goody showing the urgency he told his players they needed to ramp up after last season. Big time. He deserves all the credit in the world. Because I did criticize him, and I think fairly, by the way.
Okay.
When he said it after the game. Because it was 5 days after they lost in Philly, and it sounded to me like a general manager who believed he had drafted enough really good players to go win that game, suggesting that they didn't understand how rare those opportunities are and that they did not have the proper amount of urgency. And I think that is what he believed. I do. And I think with a Coors Light on the table in his garage fridge, I think he would admit that as well. But to his credit, he went and drafted a wide receiver in the first round for the first time in 23 years. He took a couple of flyers, right, on guys that were available. Isaiah Simmons, it didn't work out. It didn't. He wasn't what they thought he might be. He was not Zach Bond. And now he went out and got Micah Parsons. So he has shown that urgency. Now, is he showing that urgency in part because Ed Policy said he's not getting an extension and he's not a fan of lame duck status? Maybe. But he's showing the urgency, and he deserves a ton of credit for that. And now we're going to see how it works out. There have been times when general managers have shown urgency and they chose the wrong people to show urgency with, and those guys didn't play well, and then they were looking for employment. I don't think that's the case here. I think Micah Parsons is going to be a really, 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 really good football player for the Green Bay Packers.
So, Jason, is Goody basically, and I'm not going to say off the hook, But don't you kind of feel like Goody has now said, here you go. Now it's you. Like, isn't that, I mean, they're always in it together and everything else. And he'll, if there's injuries, he'll tinker and tinker. But don't you kind of feel like,
yes.
Do you think Goody felt like, I have handed you this on a silver platter. It's time to go do it.
Yep.
All right.
I think it's now, hey, you have everything you need. So whether it's Matt LaFleur or whether it's the players or however you want to look at it, I think Goody, I'm not saying he's going, my hands are clean, I've done all I can do for you.
No, I said
now
this,
it's up to you.
Silver platter.
I understand, but I was doing the,
okay.
Hey, I've done my work here. Now it's your turn to do your work. He's helped them immensely. He's delivered more talent. Now we'll see what it does. I'm very curious to see, does Micah Parsons have like a 20-sack season? I can't wait to get to, it's not Wake Me in January. I'm just super curious to see what the conversation is in January. Very, very, very curious. Because this is a big boy league.
The conversation will be on Monday.
Well, true. But I want to see what it is.
I'll tell you what, I know it's Overreaction Monday, but this is one to overreact to. You're talking about the team that has knocked you down and taken mm-hmm. your North Crown from you and has been the bullies of the block. And just like old Ralphie, you either sit there and let your brother lay there or you get up and you start swinging. We'll see on Sunday, and we'll be able to talk about it on Monday, if they got up and Ralphied him or if they just laid there in that little suit and said, okay, well, that's just another
year.
Can't
put my arms down. Scott Farkas is going to take a whooping. All right, we're going to do our Tausch's Tennis Minute coming up. Then we're going to get back to football. We'll have trivia and Wonelli as well. But before we can do that, I need to tell you, of course, about Associated Bank. They're our bank, and they are the best in the business when it comes to customer service. They've got the awards to prove it, whether it's early pay, whether it's credit monitoring to make sure you can make those big purchases, whether it's fraud protection. They were great when that happened. And on top of that, Brewers checking, Badgers checking, and Packers checking. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Tausch's Tennis Minute will only be a minute, and it's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at GrasslandButter.com.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh,
we take a brief break from football to bring you Tausch's Tennis Minute.
Tennis is the only sport where the uniform is what you would wear under your clothes in any other sport. You're actually out there in your underwear.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Tausch Tennis Minute.
All right, so I know we only have a minute. You better take a little pause this weekend with all the football. And for everybody that loves sports greatness, enjoy Novak Djokovic tomorrow. Because this is going to be, I believe, his last big run that
ooh.
He has. He's 38. He has set all these records. He is the GOAT of GOATs. He's past Fed. He's past Nadal. He is the GOAT of GOATs. And at 38, he's made, this is his fourth semifinal in the four Grand Slams he's done this year. He's not going to beat Alcaraz. It's going to be Sinner and Alcaraz, but just take a beat and embrace the greatness of the GOAT of GOATs in the sport of tennis. Take a beat. Watch it tomorrow. Check it out, because I believe this is going to be your last great look at the greatest tennis player to ever play. That's what I believe.
So you are a publicly admitted Roger Federer guy.
Yes.
Has he surpassed yep. Federer in your... obviously, he's still your favorite, right? Federer is still your favorite?
Joker passed him.
Well, that's what I'm... has he really? Not just in yeah. his accomplishment, but in your appreciation for how good he is?
Yes. I don't know how you can look at... Federer was a maestro. He was just fluid, and I think everybody loved him. Rafa, just a bull. You know, the greatest of all time on clay. Just a complete bull. Djokovic took both of those guys down, lasted through, and has all this. So I respect that. And nobody liked him. He was, you know, he was really an enemy to every crowd he went into. And he still has overcome it. I tip the cap and say kudos to Joker. It's been a hell of a career. And I think he's going to come back and keep playing, but I think this, he's breaking down. He's not catching center, and the boys are too young and too good. Not going to happen. So a salute to Novak, the greatest of all time.
And a shout-out from me for the great Stefan Edberg, who I always enjoyed watching play.
I like Boris Becker. Boris, we always jumping around on the grass. That was always fun.
Yeah. Vitas Gerulaitis. Do they do prize picks for tennis?
Patrick Rafter.
Patrick McEnroe.
They do.
They
prize
do?
Prize picks.
Yeah.
How many times I got to tell you, prize picks does it all, baby. They do it all.
Well, baby, tell me more about it, baby.
And if you want to be right on your sports opinions and make a little bit of money, Prize Picks is your spot. And it is simple to play. More or less, 2 to 6 player stat projections. You get your picks right, you cash in. Prize Picks puts their users first. All withdrawals fast, safe, and secure. They offer Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, more for quick and easy deposits. And football season is here tonight. Dak Prescott, 0.5 yards. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure there's an easier, okay, start your lineup with that. Then figure it out. I am going to go McCarthy-less. I think JJ's going to have a tough night. Now, the only thing I don't love about that, I got to wait till Monday, but I feel really strong about it. So that's the road I'm going to go down. I'm going to take a look at some of the G&G and what Detroit has later on. But that's my prize pick. We'll get Jesse's. I'm sure we'll do all that tomorrow. It is the best place to cash in. Have your sports opinions. Believe in them. And then make a little bit of cash. Use the code WI to download the Prize Picks app. And when you do that, you get $5 for free. You get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Boy, it is good to be right.
I don't know if you're allowed to say any of this, so I'm just going to speak for myself and only myself when I say I really like Dylan Jones rushing yards for the Wisconsin
Badgers.
Yeah, I am
not allowed to do any college football.
Okay, I won't say this is only my opinion when I say I like Dylan Jones on Saturday. If they got a backup quarterback starting against one of the worst teams in FBS college football, give me that running back.
Thank you for not getting Tausch in trouble because we like the fact that he does such a good job on the call
not
of Badger football.
Not him at all.
We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour with Back to Football next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.